What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great job!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
What up, back in action once again. The NFL playoff preview fantasy football is over. I won the championship in the fraternal league, but I did not win in the regular league. Two guest speakers today, Whit Ramsey and Daniel Hollingsworth. Daniel hasn't been on in exactly over a year. But, you know, we got some new listeners throughout this year, so I'm going to let you two just talk about your fantasy season and kind of how that went. And then we're going to dive in the Falcons, and then we're going to make our picks.
I lost my league. I kind of stopped paying attention after I lost. It was just a brutal year all around. Every pick went wrong. But it's all right. Heads will roll. We've got next year to look forward to.
And my main league, I made it to the championship. I came in second place, though I lost. But in my other league, I came in second to last.
With a generational toilet bowl, like 175 to 174.
Yeah, it was one of the greatest toilet bowls of all time. I mean, seriously, could not have gone better for either team. I mean, both teams put up 170 plus, and so that was pretty fun to watch. But I won that, so I didn't lose the league. Thank God. And so, yeah, second to last and second place.
So, you know, the Atlanta Falcons played yesterday against the Carolina Panthers. I think, you know, it was a disappointing season. Here are my thoughts are you have to bring back Raheem Morris. I don't think there's any reason you should. I mean, it makes sense why you couldn't bring him back, but here's how you look at it. You know, he made a lot of mistakes this season, but and it's not like he's a first-time head coach, but if you're making the mistakes now in a season, let's be honest, you're not beating Minnesota. Like, you're just not going to be Minnesota. So, if he's making mistakes now, I'd rather him do it now than the playoffs. And the Washington game was a playoff game. Like, that was a playoff game. It was a playoff game, but that was a playoff game. And I never agree with drafting a quarterback and then either firing the coach after a year or drafting a quarterback before the year before you bring in the coach. Like, I'd rather the coach and the GM have their guy. So, like, Penix is obviously the guy of the future. Like, he's going to be on this team for next, what, five, 10 years, hopefully, most likely, on this trajectory. The only changes I think I would make from this team right now is I would let Judon walk. I would, in the NFL, in the draft, and we'll talk about the draft at some, like, we'll get more people and talk about that. I think you address the edge position, you address the quarterback two position, and I think you address the linebacker position. I think those are the three positions that need the most help out of anybody. I also think Drew Dowlin's going to walk, so you're going to have to try to find a new center. I don't think Neusel is a great center. I think the tight end position's fine. I think the receiver room's great. Obviously, running back room and quarterback room. Tackles are great. Guards are great. You're not going to get rid of anybody there. I think I'd bring Justin Simmons back. I think, obviously, I never thought he did much, but when you're in the secondary and you're not talking about a guy doing anything, that's when you know he's doing a good job. So I'd basically bring most people back. And, you know, 15 in the draft. I kind of looked a little today. Obviously, I don't think Will Johnson's going to be there. He's going top five. I think James Pierce Jr. from Tennessee, he was projected first last year, but now he's, you know, kind of fallen a little. It's one of those guys who falls throughout the year. Definitely a developmental guy. And once Raheem Morris stepped in more as the defensive guy throughout the since the bye week, it's been a great season. I think Jimmy Lake, the defensive coordinator, should 100% be gone. I don't think the numbers from sack-wise just change magically. Obviously, they were awful on Sunday, but I just don't think it changes drastically. So I'll let y'all talk about that, and then we'll get into the playoffs.
I mean, yeah, stuff needs to change, but overall, made the playoffs or not, we weren't, like Buck said, we weren't winning that game against whoever we would have played, Washington, Minnesota. But I do think, as Falcons fans have said this almost every year now in a row, next year is looking to be pretty hopeful as long as we don't draft another tight end next year.
If we draft a tight end, I think. You know, Terry Fontenot also, you can't let him go because it's not like he has a bad draft record. Like, I think the product on the field is there. It's just not reaching what it should reach. And at that point, it then comes coaching. So,
also, as a Georgia fan, I'd love if Michael Williams is there to take him.
Dude, he's that lengthy ass.
Yeah, boy. James Pierce is a very good player. He's very undersized, got bullied a lot. And if any of you guys watched the Georgia game, Monroe Freeling, our left tackle, didn't give up a single pressure against him.
And we're just in no man's land. Yeah. I don't think trading up, that makes zero sense, and there's no point in really trading back at that spot. I mean, you can trade back, get a second or third, but you're not going to get really a second if somebody wants to jump 10 picks or somebody wants to give up a third, drop two or three. But I think last year we should have traded back. But, hey, quarterback of the future, that's all I'm saying. Do you want to say anything, Daniel? Are you good?
I mean, the only thing I would say is that watching that game against Washington actually gave me, like, so much hope as a fan. Like, that was so – it was almost inspiring to watch it be, like, a playoff game.
I think the crazy thing, too, is Penix is 2-for-2 when he needs a touchdown. Like fourth and now, he's done it. And he didn't even get the ball in overtime.
Also, I mean, his last, like, two-minute drive, he went down the field – Out route, and he just kept doing it.
London had that post 3rd and 20 at a Panthers fan. He was just like, "All right, y'all going home? Game's over." Penix Lee steps back, 1-2 drop, ball, boom, London touchdown.
I love it.
And that's the same with Pitts, 4th and 12, 4th and 15, boom, slant, right on the money. Only way you can get it.
Yeah, I just think get rid of the DC.
Yeah,
get rid of him.
It sucks, but I'm giving Pitts one more year. I don't know why that Washington game broke a tackle and scored a game time touchdown. I give Pitts one more year. So we'll get out of the Falcons and we'll jump into the playoffs. We're going to go round by round. I think that makes sense. Obviously, the following round, the highest seed plays the lower seed, so it's not like bracket like college this year. Philly and Green Bay. Actually, we can just go one by one. I just think Philly wins. My reasoning is, I think they're at home and it's a better team. And two, I just think the injuries just can't happen right now. Like Christian Watson's, he could make one big play and that's it the rest of the game, and that could change the swing of the game, but he's not going to win you a game. And I just think Jordan Love being banged up all year, I just think it's the Packers are going home earlier this year.
I completely agree. I have Philly winning too. This Eagles defense is too much for a banged up Packers squad who also is without their best corner. They just have too many injuries flat out. Now, if there was a healthy Green Bay team, I might be taking them with the experience, but I'm going to go with Philly in this one.
I believe in some magic happening over there in Philadelphia. I think Green Bay and Jordan Love are going to bring it home. You know, he's been banged up, but I think he's still going to – I think he's going to find a way to win this game. I really do. I think he's just a gritty player like that.
I got Washington, Tampa Bay. I got Washington. This could be a little, you know, salty bias, but I just think when it – Tampa Bay – the Tampa Bay matches who they're playing. And I think that's a great thing. And obviously, they're at home, which is awesome. I just think Washington got also kind of a week of rest. Like, Jaden Daniels played a drive or two, and he was done. They got Eckler back. All their guys are ready to go. And Tampa Bay's been banged up all year. They're used to that. They were just playing the whistle on Sunday. Like, literally when the game was over, they were playing, even when they should have kneeled it. But that's a different story. I just don't see Washington losing this year. I think the coaching staff's better. I guess, quote-unquote, experience matters. Baker's got a lot. But I think just at the end of the day, from seeing Washington play and watching Jaden Daniels, I think Washington's going to win, but I don't think it's going to be as good of a win as people are going to think.
I agree. I also have Washington. I mean, Jaden Daniels is that guy. That's pretty much it.
Daniel. I have Washington winning this game, but I really do think it comes down to just this simply being Jaden Daniels' first NFL playoff game. I think, like, without the experience – like, they could lose. I think they should win, but I think that's just what it's going to come down to.
Minnesota and Los Angeles Rams. You know, I had Washington at first, but I'm going to switch my pick to the Rams. And here's my reason. I think the game that we watched Sunday night was the Super Bowl, was basically the Super Bowl for the NFC. Obviously, you get the bye, you get the week rest, and I think Detroit did an excellent job of exposing Sam Darnold. Every time Sam Darnold misses throws, he misses high. I know it's easier to say on TV, but there were so many plays where I'm looking where if he goes 1-2 ball immediately, so many guys were open yesterday. Too many times they didn't convert in the red zone. Rams side of the ball, why I'm picking the Rams. They rested. Cooper Kupp rested. Puka, Matt Stafford, they all rested. Everybody rested this week. Everybody took a breather. I think that's good for the Rams. Obviously, they're at home. Minnesota's going to have to travel a while, which obviously isn't that much on Monday Night Football. And I think something always happens on this Monday Night Football game. It's always a weird game to me, so I'm taking the Rams here in this one.
I'm also taking the Rams. I like Box said, this game is going to be weird. I mean, the betting line showed Minnesota's only a 1.5 favorite, and I guarantee you a lot of the public's going to be on Minnesota. But I like the Rams at home with the veteran quarterback in Matt Stafford.
I'm going Minnesota.
There we go.
I'm going
there
Minnesota. Go. You know, I want to point out both these people crossed off Minnesota on their list. I'm freaking staying with Minnesota here. All right, Bach, and I'm not gonna lie, Bach, you brought up a really good point. I mean, I think after what you said, I think I really should change my answer to the Rams, but you know. I gotta go with my gut. I'm going with Sam Darnold.
I can get Minnesota. I think the thing that will help Minnesota win is one, they're just better defensively coached compared to the Rams. I also think that last night, if you see what Detroit did last night, you know what Minnesota's gonna do every single day in practice this week is practice what Detroit did last night because it's gonna come next.
Well, also I think that was gonna be my other point. I think Minnesota is gonna get exposed against Detroit. I don't think they're going to have a problem.
Also, the Rams don't have that great.
Exactly. I think
defensive unit.
It's not going to fly against Detroit. I think it'll fly against
also,
Rams.
Could have been Falcon Jared versus playing well down there, but it is what it is. Buffalo and Denver switching to the AFC side. I just think Buffalo. I just think Buffalo took a week off. They're at home. Denver, I mean, they played this week. Obviously, they won 38-0 against the Carson Wentz-led Chiefs, but just I just don't see Denver winning. Just can't.
I agree. It's gonna be hard to beat this Bills team.
You know, congrats to Denver for making the playoffs. And you know, Jack Haynes did. We did have somebody say in the comments, Daniel knows Jack Haynes. Witt doesn't. He said, if the Broncos win, can I come on next week for the divisional round? And I said yes, but let's just be honest, the Broncos are not gonna win. So, but if he comes on, that'll be awesome. But you know, it's not gonna happen.
Wait, what?
No. Buffalo, Denver. Who you got?
I got Buffalo. Just easy there. I got Buffalo.
Pittsburgh and Baltimore. The Magic's just run out in Pittsburgh, and I just think Baltimore just is a lot more confident team now. Obviously, Lamar is a better quarterback. Baltimore's been here before. I think the Steelers probably have a better defensive unit than the Ravens, but just right now, how both teams are playing, locker room in Pittsburgh's done. Justin Fields will be the quarterback there next year, or he'll be the quarterback in Seattle. Probably honestly should have stuck with Fields. Russell Wilson has won a Super Bowl now, so I'm giving that for Pittsburgh. Experience is there. This team has made it there. I don't think I have a playoff win in 9 years. I mean, the Falcons have a more recent playoff win than the Steelers. And that's going to stay that way. I'm taking Baltimore.
I'm also taking the Ravens. I mean, it's the same Mike Tomlin voodoo magic every year. He manages to get a winning record and then just loses his first playoff game. But overall, Baltimore is just a better team. They have the better players. So I'm going with the Ravens.
I think it'd be great for football if the Steelers won, but I think Baltimore
won. I think it'd be better for football if Baltimore won.
Yeah. I just think it'd be fun to see Mike Tomlin win here. I just think it'd be fun.
I think it'd be better. But Houston, the Chargers, just nothing's really urging me to pick Houston this year. Like, it's just last year's team was playing with some swagger, playing really well. The Chargers this year are just better coach. I just think it's better quarterback play. I think Stroud's having an off year. And it's not the Chargers are like, oh, I got to pick the Chargers in this game. It's I don't trust Houston this year. Obviously, what they got going for them is they're at home. Weird game, Saturday, 3:30, which they get all the time. Just think LA's in a better spot right now. So I'm taking the Chargers.
I'm also going with Los Angeles. I just love this Chargers offense, man. Like what Herbert's doing with Ladd. Obviously, love my boy Ladd. I just don't like Houston again. Injuries to Diggs, Tank Dell. Like, it's just going to be hard. I just don't think Stroud's having that good of a year. And I think the Chargers take this one even when they're on the road.
Before Daniel goes, what I didn't say is I think the Chargers are going to win the line of scrimmage. It just automatically. You know, maybe they win, like, the pass rush both sides there because you got Bosa, you got Mack, and you got Daniel Hunter, and you got Will Anderson. I just think from this standpoint, Chargers are built to win the line of scrimmage. Dobbins didn't play that much this weekend, so he's gonna be fine. I got like I said, the Chargers, but I'll let Daniel go.
I mean, y'all said it. I mean, Chargers.
Yeah. So we're going to the NFC side now. Some of our matchups might be different. But again, we're ending off on the Super Bowl. NFC side, divisional, Philly and the Rams. Just Philly. You can't win in Philly. I just think it's impossible. It's really hard to win in Philly. Unless you're the Falcons week two with Kirk Cousins in his prime, you're not winning in Philly. And I just don't think the Rams will get done after a tough game against Minnesota. And I just think Philly will pound and ground. Honestly, whoever they play in Minnesota and the Rams, I think it'll just be grind and pound. So
I'm the same exact way. I haven't played the Rams, but this Philly defense is too much. They they just win the line of scrimmage. They can run the ball so well. They can throw the ball. They can just do everything super well. So it's going to be interesting to see how far this team goes, but I have Philly moving on to the NFC Championship.
I've got Washington and Minnesota playing each other. I've got Minnesota winning here. I just don't think Jayden Daniels gets it done in a divisional round, and I've got Minnesota winning that one.
Washington and Detroit, for me, week of rest. Some guys will be back. Washington just played one in Tampa. I just think Detroit's a much harder place to play and a lot better football team than Tampa. So I could go into detail about it, but I just don't think I need to, so I'm going to take Detroit.
Same way. I have Washington-Detroit. I just don't really see anyone beating this Detroit team right now. They look unbeatable. Even with the injuries that they have, they're still playing some of the best football I've seen.
Yeah.
I've got Green Bay and Detroit playing here, and I've got Detroit winning it easily.
I'm going to the AFC side. I got Buffalo and Baltimore. I think Baltimore has always come up short in these games, and I think it's a tough to go on the road and beat Buffalo. I think what Joe Burrow did it last year. At the end of the day, though, Lamar Jackson is not Joe Burrow. I don't think this is a disappointing season for Baltimore. By winning the AFC North, which is probably the hardest division in football, and losing to Buffalo at Buffalo this year with both MVP quarterbacks going against each other, I just got Buffalo. I just think it's now or never for both teams. And whoever wins this game, I think, beats Kansas City. I mean, you're going to have to go through Kansas City anyway. I just think it's just Buffalo's time. If it was Baltimore's time, it was last year, but they didn't get it done. So I'm taking Baltimore.
I have the same matchup. I disagree with you. I think this is the year where Lamar Jackson gets it done. I think he moves on to that AFC Championship game where he's going to get his revenge against the Chiefs. I think this is a year for the Ravens. So I'm going with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens to beat the Bills.
I've got Buffalo and Baltimore playing, and I've got Buffalo winning here. And I think I'm hoping that this game is going to be a snow game. And if it is a snow game, I think Buffalo just clears here.
Kansas City and the Chargers. And, you know, I think in this game, when this game ends up happening, most people are going to pick the Chargers just because they hate the Chiefs. Think about the Chiefs, not even from a team standpoint, but from what's going on. They didn't play their starters this week. They got a bye this week, and then they're at home against a divisional opponent. I just don't think the Chargers will ever get it done. I don't think any team will ever get it done with that circumstance. If the Chiefs lose this year, this is the worst 15-1 football team I've ever seen. Because I know they're 15-2, but I don't count the Carson Wentz game. 15-1, Chiefs get it done here. It's Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. I got the Chiefs.
You can't fade Mahomes. It's just every year. No matter how much you hate him, no matter how much you don't like him, They just always win, so I've got Kansas City.
Same here. I think it's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I think it's just, that's it for them. Just Chiefs all the way here.
Philly going to Detroit. I think the hardest thing to do here for Detroit would be having to, in a sense, option Jalen Hurts. And then you also have Saquon Barkley, who's having a tremendous year. Minnesota ran the ball decently, I guess not decently officially. I don't think that's right, but just mediocre last night. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't great, and I think you can do that. Obviously, like I said, Detroit's getting guys back. Detroit's at home. I just think when it comes down to this game, when it comes down to, honestly, the media and what you're going to hear, I think Detroit is the more fundamentally sound team. They are also at home. I think Philly, there's going to be so much media problems just already. I think when it comes down to that, I just think Detroit is a better football team. I just think they'll win by being fundamentally sound, taking care of the football, and I think Jalen Hurts will go out in the NFC Championship.
I think Philly beats Detroit. I think this Philadelphia defense is something else, and I just think from what I saw in that game last night, Detroit showed some signs of weakness. They turned the ball. They had some sloppy turnover. I mean, that one pick when they were in their end.
Yeah, but if it was like third down, I called an arm punt. But yeah, it was still pretty bad.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. But still, like, Minnesota had every opportunity to score. And I can credit Detroit's defense, but
yeah.
I think Philly is much more aggressive. I just think they're a lot better team than Minnesota. And I think if they can get Detroit to play out of their comfort zone, I think the Eagles can get it done.
I have Minnesota and Detroit playing, and I have Detroit clearing.
Let's see. I got AFC side. I got Buffalo and Kansas City. I think the thing with Kansas City is, you know, you can sit here and say they haven't scored over 30 points when honestly they could have if they made like an extra point or didn't go for two. I think it was the Christmas game. But, you know, they've won all these one-score games. And I think you can say that and like discredit the team for that. But I think when it comes down to the playoffs, that's what's going to matter is winning those one-score games, right? And winning that. But when you lose a couple guys on offense, and Chris Jones will most likely, I think he'll be pretty banged up, even with all this rest, by the time he gets there, and Buffalo comes in. I think the Chiefs are really going to win this game, but I just can't pick him again. I just can't see him, the third or fourth straight year in the Super Bowl. I just can't do it again. I'm taking the MVP, and I'm taking Josh Allen.
I have Ravens, Chiefs, and I'm taking the MVP, Lamar Jackson, to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know. I'm all for this Ravens team. I think they get it done this year. And so I have the Ravens beating the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
What are we doing now?
We're doing AFC Championship.
Oh yeah, I got Kansas City clearing here. I have Kansas City beating Buffalo, and I think the Chiefs win here.
So you know we get to the Super Bowl, and I always do a Super Bowl episode just because I think you know the odds of this prediction making are obviously pretty low. But I got Detroit and Buffalo. And, you know, and obviously Buffalo won in Detroit. They're going down to New Orleans, so it's really the same amount of flight for both teams. Obviously, Super Bowl is a great time. It's going to be incredible no matter who makes it. I think you can't beat a team twice unless it's a divisional opponent. And I just don't think that Buffalo can beat Detroit with how Detroit's playing. And they're just coming in, and they know they're going to beat you every single time. And I know it kind of seems like the easy pick out. I'm probably picking the highest odds team to win. But you say that, I think, what, last year, who was it? It was Kansas City and 49ers. That was both the one seeds.
Yeah.
The year before, what was that? Kansas City and Philly. Both the one seeds. Yeah. What was 2021? 21 doesn't count. That was a weird year. That was, what, Buffalo and the Rams. And the year before that, yeah. I think it was Tom Brady, who's a one seed no matter what,
yeah.
And the Chiefs were the one seed. And then I got a 1-2. I know it seems lame, but it's not the NBA. It's not March Madness where anybody's going to make it. I got 1-2. I'm obviously just going to take the gimme pick. Detroit's going to win. Ben Johnson is going to be gone, and then he can ride the sunset, get his head coach contract, and Ben Johnson will go to the Chicago Bears.
I have Baltimore playing Philly in the Super Bowl. Like Block was saying, it's very hard to beat a team twice, and I think Harbaugh and future MVP Lamar Jackson get it done.
Freaking love it. Absolutely love it. Although I do have Detroit and Kansas City playing here. And I think Detroit gets it done. You know, I think it's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes because time after time, Patrick Mahomes has proven more and more people wrong. But
and he's going to do it again this
he's,
year.
He's going to do it again.
No one's picking him because no one wants to pick him.
Yeah, no one wants to pick him. But I'm staring at this game and I have Detroit written down. I mean, I think the Chiefs are going to win, but I have Detroit written down. I think Detroit is going to win. And I hope they win. I hope they win because I want them to just beat the Chiefs so badly. But, yeah, I got Detroit winning here.
So I don't think we're going to do a divisional or a conference championship round just because, I don't know, I don't feel like you can talk about that many games for this long. But I think it's a pretty solid playoff. I think the biggest gimme is Buffalo, and I think the biggest coin flip is Minnesota and the Rams. So I think we'll get some good ones. Fellas, thank you for coming on. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. Like always, if you've not followed us at our Instagram at Bach Fantasy Talk, highly recommend you do. Appreciate y'all, and like always, we will see you next time.